Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Celebrating 6 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of 2 books, and all-around nice guy.
He's everywhere!
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. Thanks for staying with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com. And we're visiting with one of my heroes, ladies and gentlemen. Actually, 2 of my heroes. Congressman Don Manzullo is staying with us. He's the representative from Illinois' 16th District. He's the chairman of the Small Business Committee in the House of Representatives. He's a great, staunch advocate for small businesses. Does a wonderful job representing us in our nation's capital, in Congress. And, Congressman, thanks for hanging around with me because you wanted to meet this other hero who's sitting in front of me right now. Her name is Marianne Cincelli Guerin. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've been watching the news, you've seen her beautiful face on television. She introduced the president yesterday, and it was a great time. And Marianne Cincelli Guerin, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations. I'm so proud of you and so proud for you.
Thank you.
You did a great job yesterday.
It was a little nerve-wracking.
Yeah, I bet. Congressman, you got anything you'd like to say to Marianne?
No, the real hero is the lady seated across from you in your studio. Jim, congratulations, Marianne.
Thanks very much, Kevin.
Must have been a great honor and obviously a very nervous situation introducing the President of the United States yesterday.
Yes, it was a wonderful honor. It's a once-in-a-lifetime chance, and I was thrilled with it, but it was very nerve-wracking.
How many people were there?
1,400.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Right. Yeah. When did you know, Marianne, that you were going to be doing that, meeting the president? When did you know? How many?
I knew. I was actually boarding the plane in Portland to come to Washington, and I got a phone call on my cell phone. And they had told me that I was the national winner, and I screamed, basically. and then they told me I couldn't tell anybody because they had made some changes because I guess normally that's not introduced until the gala, which is happening tonight.
Right.
And they told me that I would also be introducing the president. And I just...
Who revived you, Marianne?
I know. They did allow me to tell the people that were traveling with me, which was nice. But other than that, I had to keep it under my hat until yesterday.
Yeah. So. How about that, Congressman, to be told you're the Small Business Person of the Year and you're going to meet the president?
Well, it's... you know, Jim, Marianne is what small businesses are all about. Just incredible story of staying in business, surviving, going through the tragic death of her husband, killed in an industrial accident, coming back strong, knowing you got to work with the perseverance to do it. This is what America is all about. It's the Marianne's out there. And Marianne, I just want to salute you in your courage and your steadfastness. It's easy to work for somebody else. You know, you go in there, you put in your 40 hours and everything, but you don't get the satisfaction as a small business person, do you?
No.
Tell us about it. I guess now I'm interviewing her, Jim.
You're my co-host.
But I used to do that.
You're my co-host. I know that. You're my co-host.
Marianne, what does it mean to run your own business as opposed to working for somebody else? Emotionally, psychologically, physically, tell us about it, because that's what small businesses are all about.
Well, the main thing is that you're in control of your own destiny,
mm-hmm.
and that's very rewarding. And for me, you know, I had a vision, and I had the desire to succeed in a very adverse situation. I can't take all the credit. I have a wonderful staff.
And how many employees?
I have 20 employees.
How about that, Congressman? She's started from nothing to 20 employees in about 4 or 5 years. Isn't that something?
I started in my basement, actually. And there were 3 individuals at the time that I went into business that left their secure positions and saw and felt the same way that I did and took the risk with me and said, we're going mm-hmm. to. And that's very gratifying to know that you can motivate other people and send them in the same direction as you're going in. I also find it gratifying, for lack of a better word right now, to watch the growth, to see it grow and see all the people that are working with me.
And prospering with you.
Prosper with me, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and with that, it's great for me to be able to give back.
Marianne, I'm going to ask you to hold that thought. Congressman, can you stay longer?
I got to run.
I know you got to go. Thank you for being here.
Spend more time with Marianne. She's the star of the hour there.
Well, you're our hero, too, because you're doing great work in the House. Thank you for your support of small businesses. And I'll let you say goodbye to Marianne.
Marianne, are you going to be down on the Hill anytime?
Yes, actually, I'm going to be there this afternoon.
Are you? I'd love to see you. Do you have a packed schedule or what?
Well, I have a 30, Congressman Allen.
We'll hook her up, Congressman. We know how to get in touch with
you. You want to do that? Just
we'll
go
work it out
Jim.
For you. And we will. Thank you, Congressman.
Thank you, Congressman.
See you next time. Congressman Don Manzullo, ladies and gentlemen, 20 Till. I'll be right back. We're back at 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasting Game, a small business advocate. Ladies and gentlemen, all year long, I do over 1,000 interviews, live interviews, as you know, with lots of different folks, lots of cool people. But nothing compares to this interview that I do every year with the top small business people of the year, and especially the top small business person of the year, who's sitting in front of me right now, Marianne Sinsali-Guerin, who's from Maine. And she is in the oil remediation business. And Marianne, congratulations. I've said it before. I'm going to say it to now again. I'm going to say it again before we get through. I am so proud of you. And my audience knows when I say that, I mean it.
Thank you very much.
Because I know a little bit about your story. You've come through some hardships. You someone handed you a sack of lemons, and you made lemonade out of it, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
But you had a little help, too, didn't you?
I sure did.
Tell us about that help.
About the help. Well, I was very fortunate to, when I decided to go into business, to have three individuals that were leaving their secure positions to go into business with me and see the same vision. And I'm fortunate to have my number one person here with me today, Mr. Jeff Eaton.
He's right here.
Yeah. He is right here in the studio with us today. And Jeff and I go way back. I mean, we've been friends and business acquaintances since 1989, and he was also my late husband's best friend. So when the opportunity came for me to go into business after all the tragedy that had happened, he didn't
think... With the death of your husband.
The death of my husband, he didn't think twice. No problem, I'm right there with you. We'll make it work. And I'm very proud and very happy to be able to have an individual like that in my organization.
David Longaberger, who's the guy who started the Longaberger Basket Company, barely got out of high school, had a learning disability, but he grew his company to, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars in business. And he said this, your success in life will basically depend on the relationships you build with people.
Absolutely.
And I know you're a walking testament to that.
Absolutely.
And I know what you do with your employees. I know I've heard a little bit about some of the things you do with your employees. Talk to us about how you keep your employees motivated and keep them with you.
Well, I feel that my employees...
You have 20, right?
I have 20 employees, and I feel that my employees are my most valuable asset. They are absolutely the grease that keeps the machine running. So what I try to do is I treat them like human beings, and I treat them with respect by providing them with their health care benefits. The company pays 80% of their health care benefits. We provide 3 weeks paid vacation, 5 personal sick days a year. We're very flexible on hours. We're very flexible.
Very generous.
You have to be.
You must have a profitable business.
I have a very profitable business.
And you're giving part of it back.
And I give it back.
Yeah.
I do. I think that that's very, very important. You have to take care of your people. There's just...
That's Blasting Game's law of aggregation. Blasting Game's first law of aggregation is... The managers who are the most successful, who are most outrageously successful, are the ones who learn that their success should be from the aggregation of the success of their employees.
Absolutely.
And that's what you do, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I'm very, very proud of my employees and my staff. And, you know, right down to even simple things that we do, like, and this actually is going to be in the local paper at home, that we have breakfast meetings,
right.
And one of my managers cooks breakfast right at,
wow.
right at the office.
What are we having this week?
I don't know. I'm missing
I'm
it
showing,
this week.
I'm showing up. well, I'll tell you, you talked about being in the local paper. My dear, you're all over the world. You're international. Of course, this show is international because we're worldwide on the Internet,
yeah.
plus the stations across the country. But you were on CNN. You were on everything. Mm-hmm. You introduced the president yesterday. Tell us about what was your impression when you met the president? Everybody, you know, everybody doesn't get to do that, and a lot of people don't even know what it's like to meet a president. What was it like to meet a president? And then tell us what it was like to meet this president.
Well, it was certainly an honor to meet the president. I mean, the office itself deserves an unbelievable amount of respect.
Right.
President Bush was so gracious and made me very, very comfortable. When we were sitting up on the stage, I said, oh, I'm nervous. And he said, take a couple of deep breaths.
I saw him talking to you.
You're
going to
be fine.
We were right on the front row, and
yeah.
I saw you guys chatting
yeah.
together.
He says, you're going to be fine. You're going to do great. Don't worry about it. And by the way, you should be nervous. So, I mean, he's a teaser. And on our way out to the stage, we talked about my business and what
yeah.
I did and the fact that it was Maine because, of course, his family owns a home in Kennebunk, Maine. So, and he kidded
he knew a little
with
bit
me.
About where you were from. Yeah,
yeah, he kidded with me. He says, sure, it's cold there in Maine, isn't it?
Well, what did you think about him as a person?
I thought he was wonderful, very genuine.
Yeah.
Like I said, he made me very, very comfortable, which I didn't expect. I was afraid that it was going to be, you know, kind of a hands-off type of a thing. But
right.
he was a very gracious man, and I'm very, very proud to have met him.
Well, I'll tell you, I've been doing this for 8 years. I've been supporting the SBA during Small Business Week for 8 years, and I've been to all of them since then. And I've never seen anybody have the opportunity to do what you had yesterday. That was a first, I believe, ever.
Really?
Yeah, that's
wow.
exactly. This is not your grandfather's small business experience for anybody else. So mm-hmm. That was a unique thing, and so congratulations on that.
Thank you very much.
Marianne, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, folks, I wanted to tell you some more about her business. She's in the remediation business. If you need oil tanks taken out of the ground, the ground around it remediated, phase one, phase two, phase three, phase four, all those things. Know a little bit about it. Oil remediation, all that kind of stuff. And it is a profitable business, folks. I know that, too. It's Tintail. We'll be right back with the Small Business Person of the Year and one of my heroes, Marianne Cicelli, Karen from Maine.
This is your big debut. It's like a dream come true.
We're back at 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, sitting in front of one of my heroes, Marianne Cicelli Guerin, the Small Business Person of the Year. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've been watching television, if you've been watching the news at all, if you've been keeping up with what the president's been doing, he's been visiting with the lady who's sitting in front of me, the Small Business Person of the Year. Marianne, congratulations again. I'm very proud of you. And we'll get you back on another day too. We may have more things to talk about. Right now, I want you to give us your website, please.
Oh, the website is www.GuerinAssociatesLLC.com.
All right, and you're in the oil remediation business. Tell us what that means.
Well, basically, what that means is when a site is when it's discovered that there's oil on a site, usually from
a gas station
or home heating. Tanks that are heating fuel tanks.
Might be in a home area?
It could be in a home area. It's
industrial, where they've had petroleum stored out back or something?
Yes.
Paints, solvents, things like that?
All of that stuff. When that's discovered, of course, there's an action that needs to be taken to remediate it, but by the federal level and also by the state level. And what we do is we go in after a plan is devised, either by the state or by an engineering firm, and mm-hmm. then we execute the remediation.
There are people who come in and determine if it needs phase one, phase two, three, four. Is that right?
That's correct. They determine the actual contaminant.
They're like consultants.
Yes.
They come in and do that work. Engineer some some testing, that kind of thing.
Correct.
But somebody has to come and do the dirty work.
We come in and
do
the dirty
work.
Isn't that's
it?
What we do.
But
we...
your nails look so nice.
Well, you know, that's because I just had them done before I came to Washington.
I did too.
Yours look good.
Yeah, thanks.
But yeah, so we go in and we actually execute the project from, and that can be anywhere from installing a soil vapor extraction system to actually digging up the dirt and hauling it off either as haz waste or into a recycling facility for
right.
it to be recycled into a useful end product. So that there's or right down to doing the groundwater remediation and setting up carbon filtration and
testing,
cleaning the water.
And testing for future, putting the testers in there for
the
to
monitoring,
see if,
wells.
Monitoring, that's
yes,
what I was trying to say.
Putting the monitoring
yeah.
wells in there for future testing to monitor the
right.
site
wow.
in the future. So you
got an array of products.
Yes.
So when the home heating thing ends, where people are not no longer putting their tanks in the ground or whatever, and you know one day maybe you know some of this will eventually go away, you guys are making sure that you've got an array of products
correct.
So that you don't get too vertical.
Correct. You definitely have to diversify. In any small business, in any business, and more particularly in a small business, so you have to continuously look for other products. And what we also do is we offer a home heating oil delivery service.
Mm-hmm. You also sell home heating
oil. We also sell it, yes.
How's that been this year with the price of oil?
Oh, the prices have been extremely high.
Yeah. A lot of complaints.
A lot of complaints.
Sure fault, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, we have a really good customer base. I have about 4,000 customers.
I bet you're going to have a really big customer base now.
Yes, I think
they're gonna
so.
They're going to be so proud of you in yeah. Maine and New England especially.
Yeah.
And by the way, WWNZ near Bangor, AM 1400 is taking the show, and I know they're broadcasting your story all over the state right now.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
What's your secret to success?
My secret to success is to keep my eyes open and understand that it's not one person that makes a company grow. You have to be flexible. You have to listen to your managing staff. And not only your managing staff, you have to listen right down to your field workers and be open, take their ideas, and execute. You be the leader,
mm-hmm.
but you need to listen.
You have to make the ultimate decision, but there are a lot of other decisions that they can help you with, can't they?
Absolutely.
And you have to use them. They're your brain trust. They've got the brain power.
Absolutely.
You've hired smart people. You got to use them, don't you?
Absolutely.
Sometimes that's hard. It's not intuitive, though. It's not instinctive to do it immediately, is it? You have to talk to yourself a little bit about it sometimes?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you have to kind of maybe squash your own feelings a little bit and
right.
say, okay, I'm being a little bit stubborn
Subordinate
here.
Your ego a little
yes,
bit.
Yes, exactly. I'm being a little stubborn here. I have to be a little bit more open and really listen to what the people that you have hired, their experience
right.
to make those decisions for you. I mean, one of the things that I tell my staff is there's a lot of ropes there.
Mm-hmm.
Grab one.
Right.
And it's okay. And
right.
you're never going to, you know, get your hand slapped or anything for making a decision that maybe I wouldn't have made.
Instead of you're fired, what did we learn? That's what you sounds like what you're saying. And ladies and gentlemen, words of wisdom from the Small Business Person of the Year, Marianne Sensali-Guerin. Marianne, we've got to go, but I want to get you back another day.
Okay.
I'm so proud of you. Congratulations.
Well, thanks very much.
Marianne Sensali-Guerin, ladies and gentlemen, what a great story. And you can find out more about her at the SBA's website and at her website. She gave you a minute ago. I got to go. I'll be here tomorrow, one more day in Washington, D.C., then I'll be back home. I'm Jim Blasingame. Talk to you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.